The Columbia Broadcasting System presents The Workshop. Tonight we introduce what we believe to be a new technique in radio. This technique is designed to illustrate our story in music rather than by sound effects. It is music that draws caricatures in melody and tempo. Through this music, we seek to paint pictures, gay, grotesque, romantic, and fanciful. Also, through which you, our audience, will see and follow an amusing adventure. Lights, curtain, overture.
Nice people, to a story complete about a young boy named Marco from Mulberry Street, whose whimsical fancy runs riot and loose in a fantastic tale by our friend Dr. Seuss.
And to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street. Yes, that's the title of our Columbia Workshop presentation tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And it comes from a story by Dr. Seuss, whose famous tale of 500 Hats was presented here so graphically a few months ago. Dr. Seuss is a modern illustrator and poet who has captured a spirit of whimsy and fantasy that literally lifts us out of this material world, planting us gently in the land of make-believe. Tonight's presentation deals with one of New York's oldest and most cosmopolitan neighborhoods, Mulberry Street, a busy, short thoroughfare made up of people of all tongues and nations, stores, pushcarts, tenements, traffic, newsboys, children, merchants, all blending their voices into a common din that makes Mulberry Street what it is. Now, just around the corner from this potpourri lives the hero of our story, one Marco by name. Marco is an average 11-year-old boy. Average, that is, in size. But when it comes to imagination, Marco outdistances the whole neighborhood. Oh, yes, Marco can spin a yarn so convincingly that even his tolerant father sometimes marvels at the scope of his imagery.
After that introduction, we'll now take a look at Marco's adventures inside of the book, the most whimsical tale you've heard of in ages. So listen as music turns over the pages. The title page. Page 1. And out steps a father, and Marco, his son.
When you start out for school today, and then on your return, Marco, keep your eyelids up and see what you can learn.
Well, if I tell you where I've been or what I think I've seen, you look at me and sternly say, your eyesight's much too keen.
Stop telling such outlandish tales. Stop turning minnows into whales.
Tut, tut, my friend. As Marco's dad, please show more admiration.
And who speaks now, if I might ask?
I'm Marco's imagination. I turn the minnows into whales, make gallant steeds of lazy snails, change butterflies to aeroplanes, umbrella sticks to peppermint canes. I serve him well as inspiration, for I am Marco's imagination.
I'll be more careful after this. I'll make it my first rule. Oh, but say, just see what time it is. Gee, I'll be late for school.
You'd better run along then, son, but shun all complication. Stand sentry at the door of thought. Just guard your imagination.
Okay, I'm off. But time to beat. I'll take a shortcut through Mulberry Street.
So Marco started out for school with spry and nimble feet. He turned the corner at full speed, kerplunk, into Mulberry Street.
All the long way to school and all the way back, I've looked and I've looked and I've kept careful track. But all that I've noticed, except my own feet, is a horse and a wagon on Mulberry Street. That's nothing to tell of. I won't do, of course. Just a broken down wagon and a common old horse. That can't be my story. That's only the start.
Not say a zebra was pulling that cart.
Oh, so you're here again. Well, it's some consolation to know that I still have a good imagination.
If you say that a zebra was pulling that cart, you'll have a story that's good from the start.
Why not have a zebra striped red, white, and blue in a cellophane harness and spirited, too? Zebra sure stepping, but I think it's a shame such a marvelous beast with a cart that's so tame.
Your story could really be better to hear if the man in the cart were a charioteer.
A golden blue chariot is something to meet, rumbling like thunder down Mulberry Street. It makes quite a picture, but it won't do at all. The chariot's too big and the zebra's too small.
Why not try a reindeer? He's fast and he's fleet, and he'd look mighty smart on old Mulberry Street.
A reindeer it will be, with antlers and bells. He'll drive through the street while the crowd cheers and yells.
Trouble. There's something gone wrong from the way that your reindeer's stumbling along.
I guess he hates the way it feels to pull a thing that runs on wheels.
He'd be much happier instead if you would change it to a sled.
Why, sure enough. A sled's the thing for a reindeer. That's the answer. I'll put runners on instead of wheels. Now then, come on, Prancer. Imagination, this won't do. The picture's kind of flat. A reindeer and a chariot sleigh. Well, even Jane could think of that.
Then it isn't too late to make one little change. A sleigh and an elephant. There's something strange.
That's much more like it. I'll make all the guys in Mulberry Street stand aghast with surprise. I'll pick out a blue one, with power and size, and an extra long trunk, and fun in his eyes. See? There he is. That was easy to do. He's a great big blue elephant. Come on. Hi, Sabu. People will cheer, and I'll surely be proud to know my parade is pleasing the crowd.
Now, don't get swell-headed. There's one thing you lack. A Raja with rubies on the elephant's back.
Say, I'll be the Raja and ride on the throne. With me sitting there, that'll give it some tone. That throne's pretty high.
But you'll make it with ease. Just fly through the air like you're on a trapeze.
Okay. If you all help and give me a shove, I can land on the elephant's back up above. I made it all right. And I'm here in the throne. On an elephant's back in a parade all my own. Come on, Mr. Elephant. Lift up your feet. As we march in real splendor up Mulberry Street.
As a Raja, you're perfect, the best that I've seen. But your Imperial Highness should now have a queen.
I know what I'll do. I'll get Jane for my queen. And she's the prettiest girl you ever have seen. Oh, but see, Imagination, I'm kind of afraid. Jane might not appreciate my gorgeous parade.
Come, come, my fine friend. You're not getting cold feet in the midst of this splendor on Mulberry Street. You're a Raja, you know. A Maharani comes next to see her throne vacant. Why, the crowd would be vexed.
Okay, then I'll call her. But it's hard to explain if her parents don't like it.
Of course they will.
Jane?
Here I am, Marco, and pleased as can be. To think that I'm acting as Maharani.
Oh, think nothing of it. You'll find it a treat being queen to the Raja of Mulberry Street.
I like it already. I'm thrilled and it's grand. But your parade'd be better if you had a big band.
You're just like all women. You can't be content with being the queen of a famous event.
But Her Majesty's right. The suggestion she's made will add a nice touch to your brilliant parade.
We've no room for a band. The sled's small and too light. The elephant swaying it round like a kite.
Then now is the time to replace the sled with a real circus wagon that's painted bright red.
We need such a wagon to grace our parade, and snapping my finger, the change will be made. Now, little lady, aren't you proud to be queen of the biggest parade anyone's ever seen?
Oh, yes, I'm impressed with your noble ambitions. But you've got to assemble your band of musicians.
Her Majesty's right. You've just got to expand. You can't stage parades without a real band.
Objection sustained. So here's what I'll do. I'll get union musicians from New York's 802.
Then assemble your men. Call out the directions, and don't forget this, a band comes in sections.
For my famous parade on Mulberry Street, I'll start with a rhythm to establish the beat. That sets the tempo, and now for some class, the trumpets and trombones. Come on in, brass! The next thing I want sounds a note that's forlorn. Are you listening, men? I want a French horn. Now a section for beauty, all made up of strings, fiddles and cellos, violas and things. Last comes the section that every band needs. Oboes and clarinets, flutes and the reeds. In case we've a passage where the brass is too sharp, or for brilliant glissandos, I'll put in a hop. The band is assembled, and now they will play...
No, no. Just a minute. That's not the way. The Queen expects you to raise the baton and conduct these musicians. Well, come on, come on.
What? Me be the leader? I don't know the trick of beating a tempo out with a stick.
It's all right, I'll help you. You'll quickly catch on. Just follow the rhythm and wave the baton.
Okay. Men, attention. Now, watch every beat as we render the opus of Mulberry Street. As I raise my baton, I want plenty of action and beautiful music for the Queen's satisfaction. Your Majesty pleased with the improvement I've made by adding a band to my flashy parade?
But a band that's so good should have someone to hear it. We'll be going so fast, no one can keep near it.
You could add on a trailer, and no one will mind if a few people listen while hitched on behind.
I'll have one just like they bought for Butch Taylor. A real circus wagon. And on it, a trailer.
Marco, Your Highness, it's not fair what you've done. That wagon and trailer weigh more than a ton.
You're right. It's too heavy a load for one beast. So I'll give him some helpers. He'll need two at least.
Now, Marco, it's time to start getting some laughs. On each side of the elephant, add two big giraffes.
Oh, giraffes would look silly. But they'll help to complete the fun of parading on Mulberry Street. They're bent over double. But from the looks of that sign up ahead, we're in trouble.
I'll say. And it's trouble you can't lightly dismiss. For that's where Mulberry bumps into Bliss.
By golly, you're right. And unless I can fix up, we'll be in a terrible traffic mix-up.
Now, don't get confused. The police know the trick of guiding parades where the traffic is thick.
Here comes Sergeant Mulvaney. I'll ask if he's made the proper arrangements to guide my parade.
Hey, what's going on here? What? Marco, my lad. So it's you that's mixing up traffic. That's bad. It's against the law and indiscreet to have a parade on Mulberry Street.
Sergeant Mulvaney, here's the real explanation. Permit me. I'm Marco's great friend, Imagination.
If that's all it is, then I'll save the day and give you an escort to open the way. You'll never crash then. You can roll at top speed, and Sergeant Mulvaney will be in the lead.
Oh, thank you, dear Sergeant. You're simply divine to help Marco out by leading the line.
Think nothing of it. I'll call the whole force, and they'll ride motorcycles, and I'll ride on a horse.
Okay, Mr. Sergeant. Just give me a sign when you're ready to start at the head of the line.
We're all ready now, so shout the command.
All right, forward march and strike up the band.
I'm so excited. Just hear the folks cheering. They're simply delighted.
Why shouldn't they be? It's the first time they've seen a parade on Mulberry Street with a queen.
For her Her Majesty's sake, it would increase the impression if you'd have the mayor review your procession.
Look, Jane, the mayor over there in the stand. He's raising his hat. Why, he thinks it's grand.
The mayor is there, and the alderman, too. They're all waving banners of red, white, and blue.
If you'd halt your parade right there where he stands, the mayor most likely will want to shake hands.
That's just what I'll do. And as soon as we reach the box of the mayor, I'll ask for a speech.
You won't have to ask for a speech to be made. A mayor must do that for every parade.
All right, then, we'll pause while the speeches are made. We owe that to the mayor. Stop the parade!
Good afternoon, friends. At my invitation, you all gathered here for a schoolboy's ovation, who's honored our city with himself and his queen in the most brilliant parade the town's ever seen. When a boy can do that, it would be a plain pity if we failed to give him a key to the city. So, Marco, the keys, just make your selection. And friends, vote for me in the city's election. As mayor, I promise to give you a treat. Every year, this parade will grace Mulberry Street.
I thank you, Your Honor. It sure makes me proud to know that my efforts please you in the crowd.
Gee, Marco, just think. Your importance and fame. Why, even the mayor called you by name.
Okay, forward march. And as you pass by the stand, a salute to the mayor. Strike up the band!
The mayor for the nice things he said. You could have airplanes in mass flight overhead.
A squadron of planes in V-shaped formation. This event should be heard on some broadcasting station.
With the roar of its motors, the first plane appears and drops out confetti, yes, while everyone cheers. More planes are approaching, and the left and the right, the folks that are watching are mad with delight.
Well, Marco, your story is really not bad, but it still could be better. Suppose that you add...
I know. A Chinaman eating with sticks.
Let's have a magician who's doing some tricks.
I'll add on a monkey that jumps up and down.
And to please all the children, you should have a clown.
At the peak of its splendor, it might not be bad to parade by your house as a treat for your dad.
Now there's a suggestion that's really tip-top. We'll go right by my house and parade for my pop.
Before you do that, you should make an inspection so your father sees nothing but highest perfection.
An excellent idea. And it won't be my fault if a single thing's missing. Company, halt! Now listen, all hands, and pay close attention. I have something very important to mention. I've just now decided that it wouldn't be bad to parade past my house as a treat for my dad. Now... Dad's very observant, so all do your best. It's really essential that he be impressed.
Mulvaney reporting at the head of the line. We're ready to start when you give us the sign.
The next report should come from the zoo. The giraffes, the horses, an elephant, too. Of course, they can't speak, so we'll have their reports in the usual way, an animal snorts. That's fine for the zoo. Now, the next thing at hand is to have a report from the boys in the band. The band's all tuned up, and last on my mind are the folks in the trailer that's hitched on behind.
We're already back here with our end of the show. Come on, let's get started. We're raring to go.
Now, pull in your stomachs and raise up your chins. Keep your eyes straight ahead when the marching begins. In front of my house, you will halt at command. Okay, forward march and strike up the band! Final instructions. I'll bring my dad down, then I'll make introductions. Come on, Imagination. Jane, better stay here. Sergeant Mulvaney, you keep the road clear. Start the band marching, and see they repeat that original opus of Mulberry Street.
Jump off this elephant. And dash through the gate. And run up the stairs.
Oh, boy, I can't wait. Say, Dad, I've a story that no one can beat. And I saw the whole thing on Mulberry Street.
Why, son, take it easy. Just draw up a stool and tell me the sights on the way home from school.
Oh, there's so much to tell you, I don't know where to begin.
Well, so long, friend Marco. This is where I came in. I have to be going, but let's have no sorrow.
Okay, Imagination. I'll see you tomorrow. Say, Dad, I saw something that...
I'm all of attention.
Well, what I mean is I...
Come. No invention. Was there nothing to look at, no people to greet? Did nothing excite you or make your heart beat?
Well, I...
Stop looking down at your feet.
I saw a plain horse and wagon on Mulberry Street.
So it blows up the book and ask you nice people to please overlook the license we've taken in dramatization of Marco's terrific imagination. You can tell all your friends and the people you meet what you saw tonight on Mulberry Street.
You have been listening to the workshop presentation of And to Think I Saw It on Mulberry Street. The cast of tonight's presentation is as follows. Marco, Jack Grimes. His father, Don Briggs. His imagination, House Jameson. The girlfriend Jane, Sybil Trent. The mayor, Ted DeCosia. The radio adaptation of Dr. Seuss's story done by Earl G. Thomas and Nyla Mack. The original musical illustrations of the program, composed and the orchestra conducted by Charles Paul. The entire production under the direction of Nyla Mack. Next Sunday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Columbia Workshop will present The Trojan Women by Euripides, adapted from Edith Hamilton's translation by John Houseman and Miss Hamilton. The score for the production has been written by Virgil Thompson, and John Houseman will direct. Harry Clark speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.